Today's scripture is from Luke 12, verses 22 to 31. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet, I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." This is the word of God. Let us welcome Pastor Darwin.
Okay, 我们来做一个开始的祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你赐下你宝贵的话语。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
求主你启示的灵和智慧的灵来充满我们。
Lord, may your spirit of revelation and wisdom be with us.
让我们讲的和听的都能够明白真理。
So that as we speak and listen to your word, we will understand your truth.
信服真理。
And that we will believe in the truth.
能够活出真理。
And we can live out the truth.
求你与我们同在。
Be with us, Lord.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
有一天,
one day,
主耶稣和他的门徒走在前往耶路撒冷的路上。
Jesus and his disciples were on their way to Jerusalem.
当时有成千上万的人跟着他。
And there was a huge crowd following them.
很大的队伍, 甚至彼此践踏。
It was such a large crowd that they were trampling over each other.
在这样拥挤和熙熙攘攘的环境当中, 当耶稣正在教训他门徒的时候,
So when Jesus was teaching his disciples in such a crowded, bustling environment,
忽然有一个人在人群当中打断了他的教导。
Suddenly a man in the crowd interrupted Jesus.
因为他说, 老师, 请吩咐我的弟兄和我分家产。
He says, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me."
意思是, 我的家长, 我的兄长拥有一切的家业, 我也想得到一些, 请告诉我, 请告诉他分我一点点。
So what he's trying to say is that my brother owns all the family property and I want a portion of it.
这位弟弟好像是在申诉, 他在分家产的事上被剥削了。
So this younger brother seems to be complaining that he's kind of ripped off in the division of the family property.
然后求主耶稣出来为他主持公道。
And he's asking Jesus to arbitrate the matter.
因为耶稣被很多人视为老师, 也就是拉比。
So Jesus was considered by many as a rabbi.
在巴勒斯坦地区, 拉比通常应百姓的邀请, 帮助他们解决许多的民事纷争。
In Palestine, people approach rabbis to help them resolve civil disputes.
因此人们寻求拉比为他们仲裁纷争是一件很平常的事情。
So what we observe here is actually a very common practice.
那主耶稣如何回答他的呢?
So how did Jesus reply him?
他没有立刻回答这个人可以或不可以, 而是转换了看问题的角度。
So Jesus did not immediately reply the answer the question, but presents an alternative perspective.
直接提出了一个尖锐而且具有制止性的问题。
Through a very direct and pointed question.
你这个人谁立我做你们审判官和分家业的人呢?
He said, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?"
这个诉求看上去是寻求帮助，合情合理呀。
So when we look at the man's request, it seems quite reasonable.
那为什么主耶稣会这样的回答他的诉求?
So why did Jesus reply him in such a harsh manner?
因为主知道他来到世上的任务不是来做判事的官的。
Because Jesus was very clear that his mission on earth really is not to be a judge.
不是要来处理你的家庭纷争的财务问题的。
He's not here to just settle civil or financial disputes.
他来是为神的国度而来的。
He was here for the kingdom of God.
他指责询问者做的一切的内心动机是出于贪心。
He was rebuking the man because his intent is actually based on greed.
因为人看人看的是外在。
Because human beings, we look only at the outward appearances.
觉得这只是一个平常的一个诉讼案件。
And we think that, oh, this is just a regular civil disagreement.
但神看人看的是这个人的动机和他的内心。
But God sees our hearts and our motives.
他看出这个申诉的动机是出于贪心，是为了得到更多不属于自己的财产。
So Jesus saw through the man, and saw that he was motivated by greed to obtain money that didn't belong to him.
主耶稣给了他一个让他失望的答案，然后又设立了一个原则，警告他们要避免贪心。
So Jesus gave him an answer that really disappointed him, and used this opportunity to warn everyone else about greed.
于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎，远离一切贪心，因为人的生命并不在于家道丰富。”
So he said this to the people: Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
从主耶稣基督传道开始，这种张力呀、就一直存在在他的侍奉当中。
So throughout his ministry, we see how Jesus manages this tension.
人们希望，既希望与主耶稣为他们主持公道、医病赶鬼，带给他们在地上的盼望。
On the one hand, he had to deal with the pressure from the people, you know, to act justly for them, to uphold justice for them.
但是主耶稣却不断地提醒他们关于上帝的国度、关于灵魂的归宿、关于永恒的问题。
But Jesus constantly reminded them that he was really here about the kingdom of God, about the final destination of our souls and about eternity.
主耶稣在回答问题中给出了一个属天的视角。
So in Jesus' reply to the man, we see a heavenly perspective.
因为人的生命并不在于家道丰富。
And that his life does not consist in the abundance of possessions.
那人的生命到底在于什么呢？
Then what exactly is the meaning of life?
正所谓人为财死，鸟为食亡。
So as the saying goes, men would do anything for money, even sacrificing their life. Similarly, the birds would fight over food and lose their lives over it.
那钱财是我们每一个人每一天直到死亡都是必须要面对的问题。
So until the day we die, we have to deal with this manage this relationship with money.
我们在接下来主耶稣对穷众讲的另一个的比喻当中，无知的富翁当中来寻找答案。
And we can see how we can manage it through this parable that Jesus told the crowd, the parable of the rich fool.
无知的富翁。
Okay. And he told them a parable saying, The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build a larger ones. And then I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, You have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?
在这短短的几节经文当中就出现了四个我。
And in these few verses, we see the word I appearing multiple times.
我要这样办，我的仓房，我一切的粮食和财物，我的灵魂。
I will do this, my crops, my soul, my barn.
甚至出现了有钱人的烦恼，怎么办？我没有足够的地方藏出产了。
And we see that this is a rich man's problem. You know, I have so much harvest that I have nowhere to store them.
因为出产太多，竟然装不下了。
His harvest was so great that his own barns could not even contain them.
有钱人的烦恼。
This is a rich man's problem.
最后，这位财主找到了解决烦恼的方法。
And he found a solution to his troubles.
决定把原来的仓房拆了，建造更大的。
He decided to tear down his original one and build a bigger one.
他有聪明，有成就，有远见，有效率，苦心经营，未雨绸缪。
So he was intelligent, accomplished, far-sighted, efficient, and he was making all these preparations for a rainy day.
制定了高枕无忧的退休计划。
He has a foolproof, worry-free retirement plan.
周密的考虑了我的出产，我的仓房，我的粮食和货物，以及我的灵魂，他也考虑到了。
He carefully considered everything. My harvest, my barns, my food, my crops, my soul, everything. He's thought of it already.
但是故事在后面发生了一个极大的翻转。
But the story later takes a dramatic turn.
剧本没有按照富翁预先设想的走下去。
His life didn't go as he imagined.
忽然平地一声惊雷，神却对他说：“无知的人呐，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？”
Suddenly God tells him, "Fool, this night your soul will be taken away from you, and all these things you've prepared, whose will they be?"
末了的这句话极具无限的讽刺意味。
So the suddenness of his death and the irony of him making all these preparations in vain is just striking.
就像我们看一个舞台剧。
It's as if we are watching a play.
舞台上有一个男主角在自己的房间里面来回踱步，思虑再三。
A single male protagonist is on the stage. He's pacing back and forth in his room, thinking to himself repeatedly.
为自己的人生不停地做着各样的打算。
Making various plans for his life.
啊，我们以为故事在谈论一个富翁的发家史。
We think that this story is about a rich man and how he succeeded.
谁知忽然在结尾发生了反转。
But at the end, we see this turn.
在舞台的背后，忽然从天上传来了声音。
And we hear this voice that comes from the beyond.
今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
This night your soul is required of you, and everything you've prepared, whose will they be?
让我们停顿一下。
Let us pause.
让我们去思考一下。
And let us think.
思考什么？原来这个人思虑了半天，竟然是徒劳。
That everything that the man had done up to this point, all the planning was futile.
因为最终他对自己的生死和灵魂无法做主。
Because ultimately he has no control over whether he lives or dies, and whether where his soul will be going after death.
当神今夜要取走他的性命的话，我们想一下，他能够活到明天吗？
Tonight, God was going to take his life, and he's not going to live to see the next sunrise.
主耶稣的这个比喻不是说神很残忍，会随时无故地取走人的性命。
So the point of this parable is not to tell us that, you know, God is cruel, he'll just take away our lives for no reason.
而是让在场的跟随他的门徒和成千上万的群众思考一个问题。
He really wants his disciples and the audience who's listening to him to really consider this.
一个人如果忘记了在冥冥中还有另外一个世界有神的存在，那么某一天他注定要面对最冷酷无情的打击，灵魂的归宿到哪里？
If we live a life that's completely ignorant of God, we will one day be at a loss when we are confronted with the fact that we have to wrestle with the ultimate destiny of our souls.
富翁是有能力的。
This rich man is very capable.
但却忘了自己并不能掌控一切。
But he forgets that he cannot control everything.
这个人有远见，但却只限于对今生做打算。
He is a visionary, but he can only make decisions limited to the life he has on this earth.
因此，神叫他为无知的人。
So God calls him a fool.
就是一个想在地上扎根，却把坟墓当作终点的人。
And it refers to this man who wants to make his mark and leave his legacy here on earth and regards death as the endpoint.
当他到达了成功的未来的时候，却倒在了时间的点上。
And even as he achieves the success that he so desires, he will find himself at the end of time or that he has run out of time.
当他预备好了一切，一切却换了主人，谁才是我们灵魂的主人？
So he has achieved so much, but everything that he has accomplished has to be left or to be taken over by somebody else.
谁才会决定我们最终的命运？
So this begs the question, who really is the master of our souls and who decides our ultimate destiny?
有一个故事讲了一个野心勃勃的年轻人跟一位人生经验丰富的老年人的对话。
So there is another story about this conversation of an ambitious young man and an old man with rich life experiences.
年轻人说我要学做生意。
The young man says, I want to learn how to do business.
老年人说，然后呢？
Then the old man asked, and then?
我会建立我的事业。
Then I'll build my career.
然后呢？
And then?
我会赚很多钱。
I'll make a lot of money.
然后呢？
Then what?
我想我的年纪会大起来，会退休，然后我会好好的享受我的财富。
I'll get older, I'll retire, and then I'll just enjoy my wealth.
然后呢？
Then what?
这个，我想某天我会死亡。
Then, well, I'll die one day.
然后呢？
And then?
老年人最后提出了一个扎心的问题。
So this old man asked a final heart-wrenching question.
却是我们每个人都必须要面对的问题。
And it's a question that all of us have to face.
人活在世上，有钱人有有钱人的烦恼。
So in our time here on earth, rich people have rich people problems.
贫穷人也有贫穷人的烦恼。
Poor people have poor people problems.
一生苦苦的经营，那人生的生命的答案到底在于什么呢？
And we work and labor all our lives. So what really is the meaning of life?
在这则寓言当中给出了答案。
And this parable gives us the answer that life does not consist of the abundance of our possession.
人因为人的生命不在于家道丰富，而在于灵魂的问题。
And there's a more important matter of the soul that we have to tackle.
也就是在拷问今天我们在座的每一位。
And this question is posed to all of us here today.
我们每一个人一生苦心经营。
We labor our whole lives.
思虑自己的人生。
We plan and chart out our paths.
思虑退休计划。
We make plans for our retirement.
啊，思虑甚至有人思虑儿女。
And some of us worry about our children's futures.
或者有人已经忧虑自己的孙子。
Or maybe some people are thinking for their descendants.
但是是否认真思考过，这一切的劳苦终究是为谁预备的呢？
But have we really considered for whom are we laboring?
一切是否只是今生而并无来世？
Is everything only for this life that we have on earth and there's nothing else beyond that?
所有的计划只是今生的，只是为了今生的生命而已。
And all of our plans really is it for just what's here on earth?
只要人一日持有无知的复温的态度，欲望就不会满足。
As long as we continue to hold on to the same belief and attitude like the rich fool, we will never find satisfaction.
就像有一句话说，我们对于财物的渴望就像喝海水一样，越喝越渴。
We can see like our desire for wealth is like somebody who drinks salt water. The more we drink of it, the more thirsty we get.
就算挣到再多的钱，到达生命的终点的时候，那么灵魂将去往何处呢？
Even if we succeed in accumulating wealth here on earth, when we reach the end point of our life, then what happens to our souls?
主耶稣借着这个预言告诉了门徒和群众答案。
So Jesus gives the answer to his disciples and the crowd.
让他们认真的思考。
Get them to really think.
的确，人的生命的确不在于家道丰富，而在于灵魂的去处和丰富。
Indeed, our lives not contingent just upon wealth or social status, but really the essence of it is the destination and the richness of the soul.
以及对神的国的认识。
And whether or not we truly know God.
接着主耶稣告诉我们，为什么人会如此执着于钱财，紧紧地抓着钱财不放手。
Then Jesus explains to the people why we are so obsessed with money and hold on to it so tightly.
生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。
So for life is more than food and the body more than clothing.
Luke chapter.
Okay, this one is an ESV, so it will sound a bit different from the one that was read. And he said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat, and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you.
所以表示这个教导是基于上面提到的关于财富的。
So the word therefore in verse 22 tells us that, you know, he's talking about what he has mentioned on the topic of wealth.
22节中两次提到不要忧虑。
In verse 22 it's mentioned twice, do not worry.
忧虑的意思是焦虑，无谓的担心。
So worry can be defined as, you know, being anxious and having unnecessary concern about something.
是一种被捆绑的状态，精神被捆绑的状态。
It entraps our minds.
会让人只看到哇我的难处我的需要而看不到其他的任何别的东西。
And it narrows our vision to solely focus on difficulties and our needs.
忧虑会让人总是害怕不够或者想要更多索取更多以此来寻求满足感和安全感。
It makes us very fearful because we feel very insufficient and we are constantly in pursuit for more security.
但是现实状况是忧虑连极小的事都做不到人们却还忧虑其他的事情。
The truth is worrying really accomplishes nothing, but yet people continue to fret over various things.
可见忧虑并非人理性的思考，而是因为小信。
So this tells us that worry doesn't come from our rational thought, but from a lack of faith.
所以缺乏安全感，因此缺乏安全感会让我们的心灵和生命被捆绑住。
And this lack of faith results in insecurity and entraps our life and our soul.
人因为小信会导致忧虑，忧虑使我们失去安全感。
So when our faith wavers, anxiety can creep in and erode our sense of security.
是我们在这个今生现实常常的去抓住这个世界的很多的东西。
And in these anxious moments, we find ourselves clinging to worldly possessions.
因此执着于金钱和财富，在其中寻求满足感和安全感。
We believe that wealth and material goods can actually provide the security that we seek.
因为只要有了钱就安全了，没有钱没有财产，灵魂就得不到安息。
If I have money, I am secure, and if I don't have them, I'm very insecure.
我们有一句俗语叫做，如果钱能够解决的问题就不是问题嘛。
So there is a popular saying that if you have money, then no problem is really a problem.
因此钱对我们，我们觉得哇，只要我们有钱，问题都解决了，就生命就没有问题了吗？
Because if I have money, then I can solve all of life's problems, and there's no problems really in life.
因为我们执，因此我们就执着于金钱。
And so we fixate on money.
我们也常常的小信不信神。
And our faith becomes very small, and we don't trust in God.
我们不寻求神的国，转而寻求这个世界上的财富和安全感。
We instead of seeking God's kingdom, we focus on what we can gain earthly in terms of earthly possessions.
所以主耶稣呼吁大家想一想。
So Jesus urges us to think.
在24和27节中提到，你想想。
Verses 24 and 27 mentions consider.
想什么？
What do you consider?
想想乌鸦，想想百合花。
Think of the ravens. Think of the lilies.
乌鸦不种也不收，无仓又无库，神尚且养活它。
The raven doesn't sow or reap or have storehouses, but yet God feeds them.
更何况是我们这能种能收也能盖仓库的人呢？
So how much more would God care for us, for people who can sow and reap and build storehouses?
如果神尚且顾念那些没有计划能力、没有先见之明、没有动手能力的鸟，他岂不更顾念我们这拥有计划能力、先见之明和动手能力的人吗？
If God cares about the birds who cannot plan, you know, have no foresight, cannot take action, wouldn't He care more and provide for us, people who can plan, we can think, and have the ability to take action?
再来想想百合花。
And let's consider the lilies.
他们不劳苦，我们能劳苦。
They don't work, but we do.
他们不纺织，但是我们有能力纺织啊。
They don't spin or weave, but we have the ability to do so.
如果神尚且这样装饰不劳苦不纺织的百合花，他岂更不是要装饰我们这些有能力劳苦和纺织的人吗？
If God adorns the lilies who have no ability at all, how much more will He adorn us who can labor?
所以不要忧虑。
So let worry not consume us.
神既然创造了我们，赐给我们生命的气息，赐给我们各样的能力，存活于世，他就不至于对我们置若罔闻。
So if our God who lovingly created us, has not only given us life, He will equip us to navigate and flourish in this world.
纵然有一天我们真的老了，或是病了，躺在医院里了，不能收割，不能储藏，不能劳作纺织，但是神可以养活我们。
Even as we age, we grow frail, going to the hospital, we lose our physical abilities, we lose our ability to do all of those things. God remains steadfast in caring for us.
因为他是神。
Because He is God.
是创造万有使无变有的神。
He's the creator of all.
当年以色列出埃及的时候，旷野漂泊四十年。
When the Israelites left Egypt and was in the wilderness for 40 years.
出埃及的时候，除了妇女和孩子，步行的男人约有600,000。
Not counting women and children, there are about 600,000 men.
所以我们大略算一下，整个民族至少也要超过120,000人。
A rough estimate is that the whole population would be about 1.2 million people.
四分之一的新加坡大概这样的人口吧。
A quarter of Singapore population.
四十年没有撒种，没有收割。
40 years they didn't sow any seeds or harvest any food.
没有纺织，没有织布。
They didn't spin or weave anything.
但是神从天上降下玛拿，让他们吃饱，没有忍饥挨饿过。
But God sent manna from heaven and gave them food and kept them from starvation.
在旷野四十年之久，神也保守他们身上的衣服没有穿破，脚上的鞋子没有穿坏。这难道不是上帝的眷顾吗？
During the 40 years in the wilderness, their shoes and their clothes never wore out. Isn't this a miracle demonstrating God's care?
神真的可以。
God can.
他可以养活一个不种植、不织布的民族四十年。
He can feed a nation for 40 years.
难道还养不活一个小小的我吗？我能吃多少粮食
？So why can't He provide for a little old me? You know how much food can I consume?
还不能在这样纷繁的大千世界当中给我一口饭吃吗
？Wouldn't there be some food for me in this vast world?
重点是我们的信心真的相信上帝吗
？The key here is our faith. Do we really believe?
所以主耶稣接下来劝诫他们说：“你们不要求吃什么、喝什么，也不要忧虑，因为这一切都是世上的人、不信的人所寻求的。你们的父原知道你们需要这一切，你们只管求他的国，这些东西都要加给你们了。”
So Jesus admonished them, do not seek what you are to eat or what you are drinking. Don't be worried. For all the nations in the world, they seek after these things. And your Father knows you need them. Once you seek his kingdom, all these things will be added unto you. So the word seek here has both positive and negative connotations.
主耶稣不是说, 我们不可以想吃什么,
Jesus is not saying you cannot think about what you're going to eat or drink.
他说, 我们不要把这些挂心, 不要把这些事当作生命当中最热忱所要追求的目标。
So he said, don't worry about these things. Don't make these things the most passionate pursuit and goals of our lives.
生命当中最要紧的不是吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，而是要得着神的国。
He's pointing out that the most essential thing in life is not what we eat or drink or wear, but really the kingdom of God.
主耶稣就是要告诉当时的门徒和那些的群众，把眼目转向上帝的国呀。He
is reminding them to fix their eyes on God.
而不是要被现实所困住，不要被金钱所捆绑。And
not be entrapped by the realities of life and money.
记得刚开始申诉的那个人吗?
Remember the person who came with a complaint to Jesus?
他就是被一个金钱所捆绑的人啊。
He's entrapped by wealth.
然后被现实所控住啊。
He's in fixated on the realities of this life.
当他们的眼目在看到世界的时候, 主耶稣说, 不是这样的, 要往上看。
And when everyone is fixating on what they can see now that's temporal, Jesus is saying, look up, look at what's eternal.
神乐意让自己的儿女的生命彰显他的荣美。
God wants his children's life to reflect his beauty and abundance.
生命彰显他的丰富,
and to reflect his abundance.
乐意赐福给我们,
he wants to shower us with blessings.
那对我们的要求是什么呢?
So what is his requirement of us?
就是与神的国建立一个正确的关系。
And that is to pursue a right relationship with the kingdom of God.
把神的国作为我们生命的中心。
Putting his kingdom at the center of our lives.
其他的事情即使合理和合法,
everything else can be reasonable and permissible, but these pursuits should take a secondary priority.
But
what is our greatest challenge today?
我们把吃的喝的这个世界上的东西放在第一位。
We put what we eat or drink and other priorities in this world as the topmost priorities.
如果我有时间的话, 我就服侍一下上帝吧。
If I have time, I'll serve.
如果我有剩余的金钱做十一奉献吧。
If I have extra money, then I will tithe.
错了。
No, that's wrong.
顺序错了。
The prioritization is wrong.
我们要把神的国放在中心。
We put the kingdom of God in the center.
然后上帝为我们供应。
And God provides for us.
所有的东西都对了。
And everything follows that order.
当我们脱离自己，只管求他的国的时候。
And when we look away from ourselves and focus on his kingdom, when we live no longer for ourselves,
or
we align ourselves with God's will, we experience so much more joy, contentment, and heavenly peace. And then we can experience his providence, because that's his work.
你以神的中心，你以神国为中心，那供应就是上帝的事情嘛。
When you put the kingdom of God in the center of your lives, then everything else he provides for you.
那对我们的要求是什么呢?
Then what does he want from us?
我们要以神国为中心嘛。
We just put it in the center.
我们做对了我们自己做的事情，剩下就是上帝的事情嘛。
So we do what is right, and God will do the rest.
因为问题是我们常常没有做正确的事情，那么就会经历到很多的忧虑。
Because we do not have the right prioritization, we put ourselves through unnecessary anxiety. Because he provides for the ravens and the lilies.
更何况是我们活生生的属他的人呢?
How much more will he provide for us who live and belong to him?
讲完了这些, 主耶稣就教导我们对金钱正确的态度,
after saying this, Jesus then teaches us what is the right attitude towards money.
积攒财富在天上,
to store up wealth in heaven. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourself with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
主耶稣的这句话, 你们这小群不要惧怕。
Jesus' words, you little flock, fear not.
又一次提到了惧怕。
Once again mentions this idea of fear.
可见那个惧怕在人的灵魂深处的捆绑是多么的深啊。
This really shows us how deeply fear entraps us.
但是他很快告诉我们不要惧怕。
But he says, fear not.
因为你们这一小群运的是羊和牧人的关系。
Because you are my little flock.
神是我们的牧者。
God is our shepherd.
然后他又说，你们的父改用父亲和家人的关系。
And then he says, your father.
他又说，你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
He says, it's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
再一次改变了他的用词，采用的是王和国度的关系。
Then he changes the tone and he starts to use this language of a king, of a kingdom.
事实上，如果把这个隐喻综合起来，就形成了一个完美的画卷，来描绘神国的整个事实。
And when we take a step back and look at this passage in its entirety, we see that the metaphors form a perfect picture of the reality of God's kingdom.
神是羊群的牧人，是一家之父，是一国之君。
God is the shepherd of his sheep, the father of his family, and the king of his nation.
我们看到我们与神有三重关系啊。
This is the threefold relationship we have with God.
不要惧怕你们这小群，神是你们的牧人，你们必不致缺乏。
Fear not, you little flock. God is your shepherd. You will not be in want.
他是父乐意赐福给你们，就像父亲一样连续自己的儿女。
He is our father. He's ever willing to bless us, just like a father who has mercy on his children.
神也赐下他的国，在他的国度当中，他掌权作王，没有他的允许，任何恶事也不会临到我们。
God wants to give us his kingdom. In his kingdom, he reigns over everything, and nothing evil can befall us without his permission.
主耶稣让我们看到
，Jesus shows us.
对那些在个人的服事和生命当中寻求国度的人而言，神是我们的牧者，我们的父和我们的君王。
Therefore, all of us who are seeking the Lord in our personal lives and ministry, God is our shepherd, our father, and our king.
主呼召人们寻找真正的安全感。
The Lord is calling us to find a true source of security.
不要活在惧怕之中，那就是要投资财宝和生命在天上。
And to stop living in fear, He tells us that we should invest in storing our heavenly treasures.
要变卖你所有的，施舍给人。
We sell what we have and give to others in need.
为自己制造不朽坏的钱囊，积攒用不尽的财富在天上。
We need to provide ourselves with money bags that do not grow old and treasure in heaven that does never that will never fail.
也就是在神面前的富足，那是世界上收益最高、最有保障的退休计划啊。
So this is what God means when He says, to be rich, and this is the world's best, most secure, high return in retirement plan.
贼不能进，蠢不能。然后天上的财富也不会流逝，也不会贬值啊。
No thief will ever get to it. It will never be destroyed, and it will never be lost, and never depreciates.
在这里，我们需要明白一个事实啊。
So we must realize this truth.
在地上看为宝贵的东西，在永恒当中可能一文不值。
Things we consider precious now can be worthless from an eternal point of view.
在地上，我们看重金子、宝石，非常的值钱，对吗？
So the gold and precious stones we value here on earth.Yeah.
但在神的新天新地里面啊，墙整个的城墙是碧玉，墙是碧玉，城是金金啊，满地的金子就像现在的沙土一样不值钱。
So in God's new heaven and earth, the walls are filled with precious stones, and the city is pure gold. And the gold that we see now will be as worthless as the sand on the beach.
那神所指的不朽坏的钱囊，积攒用不尽的财宝到底是什么
？So what exactly is this? Money bags that don't grow old or treasure that doesn't fail.
彼得前书五章四节中说，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必定得着那永不衰残的荣耀的冠冕。
So in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4 it says, And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
永恒的财富是关乎生命和荣耀的问题。
So eternal wealth is a matter of life and glory.
这是再多的金钱也无法买到的。
No amount of money can ever buy this.
荣耀我们不能够理解，但是我相信有一天，当我们见到上帝的时候，我们知道荣耀是无价之宝。
When we might not fully understand the concept of glory now, but one day when we come before the Lord, we will probably be able to understand what it really truly means.
所以我们当谨慎积蓄和投资。
So we must save and invest carefully.
打个比方啊。
So for example,
我们做投资买股票，存钱到银行。
When we invest, we buy stocks or deposit money in banks.
都会选择实力最强劲的公司和银行嘛。
We will choose the strongest companies and banks.
因为公司实力强劲，财务雄厚的话，在经济动荡、金融危机当中有抵抗性。
Because the more robust the company's strength and their financial resources, then they are more resistant in periods of economic turmoil and crisis. Then our investments and deposits will be more secure. Nobody will invest money in a company that's weak and about to be bankrupt.
那我们这里有很多的金融啊，那些的对钱很敏感的人。
So among us, there are many financial experts.
我们用这个思路来思考一下。
So let's think along this line.
这个世界上投资到哪里最保最有安全感和保障感？
What in this world can we invest in that you know is super stable and safe?
不会受到金融风暴、资金贬值和投资失败的影响。
Never affected by any financial crisis or the capital depreciation or investment failures.
那就大过这个世界的那一位创造之主嘛。
There's only investing in God that's greater than the world.
因为连世界都是他所创造的。
Because even the world was created by him.
那世界之中所发生的一切不会大过于他嘛。
Then nothing happening in this world can be greater than him.
因为上帝不在时间和空间之中。
Because he's not in our dimension, he's beyond our time and space.
而我们周围所发生的一切的金融、一切的不安全感和焦虑，都是在时间和空间之内啊。
And everything all the turmoil and crisis that we experience, the anxiety, is all within our time and space.
所以投资到天国是。 最有保障的，不会变更的。So
make a heavenly investments.
想想，好好想想，回家好好的想想。Go
home and think about it.
所以主耶稣呼召我们要积蓄用不尽的财宝在天上。So
Jesus calls us to accumulate our treasures in heaven.
但是我们这样的投资是有条件的。But
to make this investment as a condition,
不是没有任何的要求的。There
is term and conditions.
那就是要做出正确的选择。And
that is, we must make a right choice.
也是唯一的选择。And
it's the only choice.
那就是与神的国建立关系。And
that is to connect with the kingdom of God.
因为这个安全感和保障感是从神而来的。Because
the foundation of our sense of security and safety comes from God.
神是根基。He
is our foundation.
是神的属性啊。
It is his attributes.
他的创造性、全能性、信实性、永恒性，他的属性是不变更的。
It's in his creativity, unwavering almightiness, faithfulness, and unchanging nature that we put our trust in.
因为耶稣耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的王权统管万有。
Because the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all.
也就是说，当我们在神的里面找到救赎和安息，那才是真正的安全感。And
so it's only in His salvation and rest can we find true security.
神会帮助我们越来越脱离这个世界带给我们的缠累和捆绑，活出在地如同在天丰盛的生命。With
God's help, we can be slowly and steadily freed from the entanglements and the bondage brought to us by this world.
我们进入总结的部分。And
in summary.
主耶稣借着比喻将神的国带到了听众面前。So
through this parable, Jesus brings God's kingdom before his audience.
做出解释，发出邀请。And
he's inviting us today to make a choice.
那么当时的门徒和群众需要做出一个决定。So
the disciples and the audience back then needed to make a decision.
要么同意。You
either agree with Jesus.
要么反对。Or
you disagree with him.
在这里没有中立派。There
is no middle ground.
要么支持耶稣，要么反对耶稣。You're
either for him or you're against him.
有人说 OK, 我退出，我选择中立。
Some people say, oh no, I'll just you know take a neutral stand.
那也是不相信。And
that is also a sign of disbelief.
也就是我们当他们做出选择的时候，他们要知道，他们依然要选择活在精神现实，活在恐惧之中。
So when you make a decision, you need to be very aware that, you know, am I allowing myself to continue to be entrapped in the realities of this life and the fearfulness of this life?
选择相信上帝进入到神的国度当中。
Or do I really want to enter into the kingdom of God?
没有中间派。
There is no middle ground.
而我们的人的眼光一直聚焦于这个世界当中。
So our human perspective is always focused on the present life.
活在忧虑当中。
We are living in worry and fear.
主耶稣不断地提醒我们。
But Jesus is reminding us to look upward, heavenward,
聚焦于永恒和神的国度,
to focus on eternity and the kingdom of God.
但这一切的关键在于相信,
and the key is this, do you really believe?
相信他的神的全能性和良善吗?
Do you believe in his omnipotence and his goodness?
因为他是牧者, 是父亲, 是君王,
because he's our shepherd, our father, and our king.
他乐意将他的国赐给那些真正寻求他的人。
And he's willing to give his kingdom to all of us who truly seek him.
使我们在活着的时候享受上帝的眷顾。
So that even while we walk this earth, we can enjoy his presence.
死了以后有天上永恒的基业。
And in death, we have an eternal inheritance in heaven.
Okay, 我们现在花一段时间来敬拜和祷告。
Let's spend some time in prayer.
我们每个人可以闭上眼睛来思考一个问题。
Let's close our eyes and consider.
当我们知道主耶稣发出邀请的时候，
As Jesus extends this invitation to us,
在这里没有中间派。
There is no room for a middle ground here.
我们要么选择活在真理当中。
We either choose to live in the truth,
将我们的眼目转向上帝，
and to fix our eyes on God,
转向神的国度，
to turn our eyes to His kingdom.
要么还是活在自我的中心里面。
Or we continue to live in self-centeredness.
此时此刻，你需要对这样的邀请发出一个回应。
At this moment, you need to respond to this invitation.
如果你听完今天的讲道，你想要更多的将你的心归向神的话，请你举个手让我知道。
If after listening to today's sermon, you want to seek the kingdom of God, just raise your hand where you are. We will pray for you.Give us a heavenly perspective. Even though the influence of the world is great, and when we walk out of the church doors, we are just overwhelmed by an onslaught of ideas and pressures.But through the truth we know, no matter the circumstance, God's kingdom is unchanging. Jesus came so that our eyes can no longer be focused on what's here and now, but to point heavenward.If you say that right now, I want to love the Lord more and I want to turn my eyes heavenward, just raise your hand. You can put down your hands now.May you preserve our hearts. Let our hearts love you more. Let we seek you more. Lord, protect our hearts and our thoughts.